فليرفعوا في كنيسة شعبه وليباركوا على منابر الشيوخ، لأنه جعل أبوة مثل الخراف يبصر المستقيمون ويفرحون. أقسم الرب ولن يندم، أنت هو الكاهن إلى الأبد على رتبة ملكي صادق. الرب عن يمينك يا أبانا القديس البطريرك الأنبا تودروس، وأبينا المطران الأنبا تدرس، وأبينا الأسقف الأنبا بولس. الرب يحفظ حياتكما.
هللويا
هللويا اسمه بأكله من تاتي رام به تنتك مات خريستو سيب شويس نيارو نمني مؤمن امني سيتي نمني قربو سلي
Κοσομέντο Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Πεσμά, πλεντελήριο, και βλέπτον το κάτω, η μανίγε μου το νόμνο σμά.
Ασύ κερέγε.
Στέν, είναι πύρο που γάλλον λέτε ασύρ, το Holy Gospel, let it be, the Gospel according to Saint John, may he bless him be with us all. Psalms by our teacher David the prophet, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. You hold me by my right hand, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to his glory forever. Surely I say to you, he who does not enter into the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the stranger. Jesus said this in illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and they may have a bit more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, when he does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming out and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my shepherd, my sheep, and I am known by my own. The Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, then also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, and God, may he bless me with us now and forever. Amen. I thank God for giving me the blessing and honor with this morning to attend the Holy Liturgy. May the blessing of all the saints be with us now, and blessing this Holy Liturgy be with us all. Amen. The Gospel this morning is according to St. John, chapter 10, and it talks about the relation between the sheep and the shepherd. And briefly speaking, the sheep does three things. The sheep hear his voice. First thing, we are the sheep, and the voice of God is coming to us by all means. He can come, we can hear his voice through this place I'm standing in. And we could hear his voice through reading the Bible. And we could hear his voice when you go for confession and get the guidance of the Father of Confession to you. And you can hear his voice when you read any spiritual books. And there is too many now in the library. And you can hear his voice also, but many ways. If you go to Christian channels, you see a lot of sermons by late Pope Shenouda and others, and you can hear the voice of God by so many ways. So this is the first point. The sheep hear his voice. Open your ears to hear the voice of God, and you feel this is the voice of God to you. And listen to the words of God coming to you through any sermons he may hear. And the second thing, they follow him. And once they lead, they hear his voice, they follow him. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And this is important. When you hear a sermon about loving your neighbor, you love your neighbor, loving your enemies, loving and giving. When you hear the voice of God asking you to forgive others, and we saw it we say in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive to those who trespass. If you don't forgive to others' sins, how come you want God to forgive your sins? And this is what we say. They follow him by fulfilling his commandments into a practical way in your life. If God is asking you to love the poor and the needy, how come you're closing your ears and be a selfish person, living only for yourself? You never think for others who are suffering everywhere in the world. When you hear his voice asking you to pray every day, how come you say, I don't have time to pray? And this is the only relation between us and God, is through prayer and through reading the Bible. You talk to the Lord through prayer, and he talks to you through reading the Bible. How could you claim that you love the Lord without praying to him and listening to his words in the Bible? How could you say that? That's why, if we really hear the voice of God, follow him. Follow him in a practical way. We don't love the Lord by words, but by work. This is a very important thing. So you hear his voice, so many ways God giving you a chance to to hear the voice of God in so many ways. And this is a chance God is giving to you. Take this chance. Don't lose it. And the second thing, when you hear a voice asking you to do something, do it. When you hear a voice, when you read in the Bible, love your neighbor, love everybody you love, and so on. If you hear a voice asking you to fulfill his commandments, you fulfill his commandments. It's nonsense. If you feel, if you hear your voice and whatever he asks you, you don't do it. How come we claim that we are the children of God and we don't know his will? We don't follow him practically. You don't prove to the people that are children of the Lord by our behavior and our acts. And the third thing is that those who follow him, for they know his voice, but they will no means follow strangers, but will flee from him. There is so many strange voices coming to you through the media, through any ways, through some of your friends, whoever, giving you strange words which are not according to our faith, our dogmas, our belief, and there are so many to be counted these days. Be careful. Anything, any words, any stranger tell you something, don't believe in him. And if you are in doubt, ask the church. This is the truth, cheap, the true children of God. By no means, you see the words, by no means follow the strangers. No way they change the children of God from their true faith and from their dogmas and their belief. And even the Bible says they will flee from him. Get away from these things, from these strange people. Don't even get into dialogue with them. Don't even listen to them. Stay away. Those strangers want to fight you to your main foundation of faith. But the children of God by no means follow the strangers. So you listen to the Lord through his voices and follow him by practical way and no means follow the stranger. This is really the picture of the true children of God. We are his sheep and he's our shepherd. May God bless us and bless you all to be a true children, to be a true sheep to the Lord. So we'll be proud of you and be true witness for him on earth and enjoy the life with him on earth until we enjoy it with him in heaven. God, may God bless you all now and forever. Amen.
أروح الرب قد مسحني وإلى المساكين قد أرسلني والمنصعقين بالأسر والحزن والأنادي بعم مقبول لخلاص النفوس. هللويا 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 إزموي بإكلوم تكيرهم بي تنتكمي تخريستوس بشويس فاير بقو ارب ربينا افنم بفيوتنا غاسو اسنم بابن فمائسو وبيسجنتينو إن شاء نجب زمارة وتنجب يوتنم بشي رينم بابن وما إسوى بتتري سنجيك فولتن أوشتن مكسنتي
su fe y ha sido presumir que Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, genom esmi.
بالحقيقة نؤمن بإله واحد الله الآب ضابط الكل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى وما لا يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد المولود من الآب قبل كل الدهور نور من نور إلى حق من إلى حق مولود غير مخلوق مساوي الآب في الجوهر الذي به كان كل شيء هذا الذي من أجلنا نحن البشر ومن أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء تجسد من الروح القدس ومن مريم العذراء وتأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بلاص البنتي تألم وكبر وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم الثالث كما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبيه وأيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات الذي ليس لملكه انقضاء نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب المنبثق من الآب نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والابن الناطق بالأنبياء كنيسة واحدة مقدسة جماعة رسولية ونعترف بمعمودية واحدة لمغفرة الخطايا
وننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدار التي آمين
أختيتي خذ سمون
سوف كيستاسي
ترين فاسي
كتاب نماتي